You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. A hot summer night. Feel like a mist. I've got a
show. How you all doing out there? Sorry, it looks like we're having a little bit of engineering issues. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you know I've been doing a local morning drive at KDWN this week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing it next week, but I decided to have a very special guest tomorrow. For any of you that have any veterinary questions, we're going to make tomorrow Animal Day. So if you want to call in at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with your dog questions, your cat questions, do veterinarians do gerbils and hamsters? Yeah, keep it clean. Okay, no, I don't want to hear any of those questions. But yeah, if you guys have any veterinary questions, please, we're going to have veterinarian, Christopher Schneider, from Durango Animal Hospital answering, veterinary questions. Yeah, I love that too. I love that. I think that's good. Cause trust me, anytime I could get free advice, I like to do that. In fact, I'm going to probably sneak in the animals into the studio. Okay, so if you guys are interested in Veterinary Day, what you could do if you, are in the Southern Nevada area, just tune into 720 KDWN. If not, you could go to the website at KDWN.com. KDWN.com. You could listen in there and call in, of course, and get your veterinary questions answered. Well, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you get a veterinarian for your national show? I will. Just, sometimes I don't want to be up so late. So, I'll have to figure that out. But don't worry, we will rock and roll. All right, guys, did you know that daylight savings time is this weekend? I know. I am not excited about that. So I guess we're going to be talking about daylight savings time and what heart risks there are. Yeah, every year. But when we get an extra hour's sleep, it's good. Right? But if we lose an hour, we're at risk for heart attack. I know, not fun. Also, it looks like the FDA is thinking about bringing popular prescription medications to over-the-counter. I know many of you are going to be excited about that. As a doctor, I'm a little nervous, let me see. It looks like a little girl is recovering after her first quadruple organ transplant. This is kind of cool. We'll talk about that. We won't talk about cost because I know that is something that, we won't talk about that. All right, but you can see, very, very busy day, but I want to hear from you, okay? We're going to be talking about humans, of course, today on today's show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you could follow us on Twitter. If you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, you can go to my website at the on-demand button. Unfortunately, the veterinary show won't be on that because that's doing the morning drive at the local station, KDWN, so you're going to have to just listen in for that. But, I'll probably give you the highlights tomorrow, if you have to miss it. I always do. But any of my shows that you miss, you could definitely listen in then. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doc, what do you know about myasthenia gravis? Thank you.
Myasthenia gravis, that's not a fun one, all right? That's when you start to get weak. A lot of times you'll get double vision. Sometimes your eyelids are kind of droopy. We see it usually more in women than men. But basically, myasthenia gravis, it kind of weakens the muscles that you use to speak or to chew. You know, it's kind of a debilitating disease. Darn, I wish you were kind of live right now so I could talk to you about why you're concerned about it. We think it's an acetylcholine issue, right? Where acetylcholine it stimulates your neurotransmitters between your muscles, and so in myasthenia gravis, your immune system starts to fight that, from what we understand. So trying to treat myasthenia gravis, we sometimes try to use IVIG or certain ways to block your antibodies from fighting it. Many of these neurovascular diseases or neuromuscular diseases, I should say, are very similar. But this one in particular kind of has a diagnostic look to it in terms of your thymus gland, which many of us have as kids, right, that shrinks as you become an adult, actually stays abnormally large in adults. And that's how we could figure out your issue is myasthenia gravis as opposed to another type of neurological issue. And then they could do this test where basically they kind of inject a chemical to see if it can improve your muscle strength, because what it does is it blocks an enzyme that breaks down acetylcholine, and you need acetylcholine to get those muscles working and the neurotransmitters stimulated. So it's there's ways to figure it out to know what it is. And, you know, usually we get a neurologist involved. Sometimes we need to kick in steroids, other types of blocking agents, but it's not a fun one. It's not a fun one. If you can, call back 1-877-DOCDOLLY or email me. I want to know what's going on a little deeper. All right, great question. For any of you with medical questions, comments, concerns, please call in 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, it's toll free. Or you could call 1-877-362-3254. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. Man, okay, no, daylight savings time we got to talk about. I know we're going to totally forget. I guess we have to move our clocks. How do you do that? You lose an hour of sleep, so whatever, yeah, you move it up. Or no, you move your clock forward. You know what? I don't know, just lose sleep. That's what I'm going to do. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 8, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.98.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.40.32, $8.70.16 for a half ounce, or $4.35.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.40.32, $8.70.16, and $4.35.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Dr. Dahlia's show. All right, sorry, quick update. We're going to have the veterinarian hopefully try to come in at 7:30 in the morning Pacific time because there's some scheduling issues at KDWN, so I want to try to get a full hour. You guys getting all this? Okay. You know what? Animal Day is really important to me. I work so hard trying to do Animal Day. I can't let that get messed up. But anyway, okay, so it looks like possibly 7:30 in the morning. Okay, so not too bad. Now, all right, let's go. Hey, oh, it's so hard. You know, one of these days, God willing, I'm going to have the type of radio show where I will actually have people, right? You know, people say, let me get my people to get in touch with your people. I don't have people. I have to do it all myself. I book my own guests. You know, I scratch my own butt. I know people don't realize that, but of course, I've always done it myself. I've done everything myself, you know, which is fine. That's good. You know, that's good. I know. Now, I mean, in the studio, we got a great crew at Genesis Communications Network. I got Donovan here. What I'm talking about is, you know, I know people think when you have a radio show, you got like tons of people around you, you know, handing you stuff to read. Like, remember Walter Cronkite, right? He's sitting on the news and people would hand him a piece of paper. No, I got to find my own piece of paper. Yeah, that's what I do. So, unfortunately, you know, that's not a problem because I don't mind doing the work. The only problem is if you don't like the story I'm coming up with, I can't blame the hand. You know, you see a hand come into view and hand the news story. You see, I can't blame the hand because it's my hand. Okay, that you, don't give me the hand. So what's going on? When you lose an hour of sleep with daylight savings time, which is going to happen this weekend, you may be at increased risk for a heart attack. All right, Martin Young, associate professor in the cardiovascular disease division at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, says that Monday and Tuesday after moving clocks ahead is associated with a 10% increase in the risk of having a heart attack. Yet, the risk decreases by 10% when the clocks fall back in October. Well, then why don't we just have the clocks fall back? Just, you know, all we want is an extra hour of sleep. Let's just keep having them fall back. No, the heart attack risk is not higher on the Sunday morning because most people don't have to make an abrupt change in their daily schedule. No. You ever heard of Sunday school? Oh, it is so hard to get the kids up for Sunday school. Oh, and they make the biggest deal. They don't even know what time it is, right? They're like, we can't take a shower. We can't eat our bananas. It's daylight saving time. You're not even pronouncing it right. It's daylight savings time. The risk peaks Monday because that's when most people get up earlier to go to work. Well, duh. Sleep deprivation, the body's circadian clock, and immune responses all come into play. And this could be detrimental. Is it really that detrimental? Really, guys, 1 hour? I am sleep deprived all the time. Yeah, probably not the healthiest person too. Okay, good point. Case in point. He explained that people who are sleep deprived way more and are at increased risk for developing diabetes or heart disease. Okay, that's true, but really, we all don't turn diabetic. We all are affected by this. How come some people don't get diabetes? People do. Sleep deprivation also can alter other body processes. I get constipated. During daylight savings time, it's true. And you wonder why? Because if I don't have that hour, I can't sit on the toilet, so I rush. You know, when you rush, your sympathetic nervous system kicks in and you can't go. So I'm going to say, yeah, if we're talking about body processes, now they say including inflammatory response, which could contribute to heart attack. And your reaction to sleep deprivation and the time change also depends on whether you are a morning person or night owl. Night owls have a much more difficult time with springing forward. Let me tell you something. I'm a morning person, and I can't stand it either. They say every cell in the body has its own clock. I've said that. And allows it to anticipate when something is going to happen and prepare for it. Like a poor radio talk show. When there is a shift, you know what that means? You guys are going to be listening to the Dr. Dahlia show earlier. Is that? Maybe that's what's detrimental to your health. All right. Honestly, people, you could get through this. They say the internal clocks in each cell can prepare it for stress or a stimulus. When time moves forward, cell clocks are anticipating another hour to sleep. I wonder if they're digital that they won't get, and the negative impact of the stress worsens. No, okay, I'm going to disagree with this because, okay, let's say, now I never really have a day off, even Sundays I wake up early, but let's say you sleep in, and then you go to bed at the same time Sunday night because you change your clocks, you're really not losing that hour. Well, I guess you are. Here's some tips so you don't drop dead of a heart attack, okay? He says, wake up 30 minutes earlier than normal on Saturday and Sunday to prepare you for the hour early on Monday. Doesn't work that way. They say, eat a healthy breakfast. Head outside to catch some sunlight in the morning. Really? We're supposed to actually get some sun? They say, if you don't have heart disease, spend a few minutes getting some morning exercise over the weekend. And listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, see, it even says that. Dr. Dahlia show. Doing all of this will help reset both the central or master clock in the brain that reacts to changes in light-dark cycles and the peripheral clocks. Boy, we must look like real wussies to the rest of the world. Okay, who invented daylight? Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin? Okay, wait a second. We think it's Benjamin Franklin, but let's Wikipedia this sucker. All right, you guys ready for this? It says, apparently, though mentioned by Benjamin Franklin in 1784, the modern idea of daylight savings time was first proposed in 1895 by George Vernon Hudson, and it was first implemented during the First World War. Did you guys know that? Bet you didn't. Many countries have used it at various times since then. All right. They said adding daylight to evening. Okay, fix your radios, people. Fix your radios. You got to listen to me clearly. Yeah, tap that radio. Adding daylight to evenings benefits retailing, sports, and other activities that exploit sunlight after the working hours. Don't be exploiting anything. That's not nice. But can cause problems for evening entertainment. Yeah, what happens to American Idol? It's still 8 o'clock. I've missed American Idol this week, so nobody ruin it for me. And other occupations tied to the sun. Its effect on health and crime is less clear. All right. Okay, well, I'm sick of it. I don't really want to know. Oh, there's a picture of Mr. Hudson. He was kind of handsome. Clean shaven, had a nice mustache. Apparently, he's a New Zealander entomologist whose shift work job gave him leisure time to collect insects. Oh, isn't that nice? And led him to value after hours of daylight. Okay, so let me get this straight. He, trying to improve his job performance, messes this all up for the rest of us. In 1895, apparently Mr. Hudson, no, I don't think the Hudson River was named after him. There's a lot of Hudsons. In 1895, he presented a paper. You guys getting all this? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You aren't going to get any of this information anywhere else. Why? Because they worry about the ratings. All right. In 1895, he presented a paper to the Wellington Philosophical Society proposing a two-hour daylight saving shift. And after considerable interest, yeah, right, I'm sure there was a boo in there somewhere, was expressed in Christchurch, New Zealand, he followed up in an 1898 paper. Many publications incorrectly credit his proposal to the prominent English builder and outdoorsman William Willett. Oh, gosh, where do they get these names? Now, William Willett was a golfer. Oh, who cares? All right. Now, let's go to World War One. That's exciting. Starting on April 30th, 1916, Germany and its World War One allies were the first to use daylight savings time as a way to conserve coal during wartime. British and many European neutrals then followed suit. They were wearing suits? Come on, that's funny. Okay. Russia and a few other countries. I can't get that any other show, guys. Russia and a few other countries waited until the next year, and the United States adopted it in 1918. Since then, the world has seen many enactments, adjustments, and repeals, and many of us Americans have been absolutely ticked that we have to go through this. All right. Okay. Oh, and then there's even a procedure. You guys really got to see this on Wikipedia. I mean, they really go through it. Okay. All right. So do you guys get all that? Okay. So just, you know, make sure you get used to the, time change. And again, oh, honestly, I hate my alarm clock. If you ask me what is the one thing I hate in my house, no, my mother-in-law doesn't live with us. No. Come on, my mother-in-law's cool. It's the alarm clock. There is nothing more annoying. I told you guys what to do with your alarm clock. If you're the type that just keeps hitting snooze, right, and then all of a sudden it's 8:15, and you're like, no, you got to put your alarm clock all the way on the other side of the room. So you have to get up. Don't trip. Okay, make sure the place, you know, is kind of lined with pillows in case you fall. But you need to get up. Otherwise, you're going to keep hitting the snooze. They did invent a time clock. I think an alarm clock where you have to put in a secret code. So it rings. Duh, 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 until you put the code in. You know, has anybody done a study on alarm clocks and a heart attack? I mean, I took a nap today. And the alarm clock woke me up rather than me waking up naturally with the stupid cat putting his butt on my face. And it was horrible. That alarm clock gives you a heart attack. Honestly, they really need to do a study. Do alarm clocks give you a heart attack? All right. Okay, we're going to take more of your questions after the break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now we're talking. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. If I have a good day, if it's the time of the month, then it's grumpy. It's a grumpy medical talk show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. I promise I'll try to get through one show without talking about menses. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Billy on the line. Hey, Billy, how you doing?
Hey, I want to have my people talk to your people.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York, and I broadcast for 12 years, so I know what you're going through, and I know what it is to have my people call your people, and I know what it is to have even equipment failure, and there's nobody in the studio to rescue you.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes, it happens.
I have compassion for you.
I hear you. I hear you. I can tell you got a good radio voice. That's cool. 12 years. Wow. Why'd you quit?
Yes, ma'am. Pardon?
Yeah, why'd you quit radio?
Oh, I haven't quit, ma'am. I broadcast 200 hours a month on radio worldwide.
Oh.
And it's the first time I'm perusing the Internet, and I found you, and I like your spirit. And, you know, when you're doing it for a while, you can be a judge of radio hosts. You know what I can't stand, though?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't intend to talk about this, but my heart's just going out with compassion with you because I think you're a lovely free spirit, very compassionate and lovely. But
thank
you know what I can't stand is these radio hosts. The caller calls in, and they trap you, and then they, you know, chop your head off by pushing the button, and off you go, and you cannot complete your particular idea. I don't do that to anybody who calls into me. It's just not my morals, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've had some people try to trip me up, but it's hard because you hear the New England Journal of Medicine, journal in the background, and you hear them trying to flip through page 107 and 110. And I'm like, really, really? You know, just put the journal down before you hurt yourself. Well, Billy, you got any medical questions for me?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a question. I guess there's some questions involved. I'll try and make it quick because I don't want to take your precious airtime.
No worries.
But I would like to invite you over. I'd like to invite you over on my broadcast sometime, and maybe you can put me through to the engineer and we can exchange numbers or something. But
yeah.
Here's my purpose for calling.
Mm-hmm.
There's this little boy. His name's Dylan. He's 6 years old now, but when he was about 1 years old, he began to develop signs that something was amiss. He was perfectly healthy looking. Something was amiss, and the pediatric doctor said to the mother of Dylan, don't worry about it. This is normal. Bottom line, the boy develops spinal muscle atrophy. The mother is 32 years old at this point, and I mean she started to dig in to wanting to know, why does my son have this? Bottom line, she found the proof by going to various foreign nations that in the vaccination she took while pregnant and after pregnancy for the boy, there was 850 parts per million of mercury. There was formaldehyde.
Billy, not to interrupt. Billy, I got some interference. What vaccine did she take during pregnancy?
Oh, I think it was Rogam.
Ooh, now that's not a vaccine. That's not a vaccine. What that does is if you are type, let's say, negative, and the baby is positive, you will have a transfusion reaction where your body will reject the fetus because the fetus blood is different from yours. Unfortunately, that's not a vaccine. That's something that's supposed to be life-saving for the fetus. I'm not to discredit her concerns of vaccines in case this is something else, but Rogam we have to give women because if they recognize the fetus as something immune, they'll attack it. And so the Rogam blocks those antibodies that's going to attack the fetus.
But I know we have a name, Rogam, but what's in Rogam?
I believe it's antibodies. You mean in terms of like mercury or in terms of the preservative?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what she discovered.
Yeah.
That's the point. She discovered what was in the Rogam brought on this condition for her son. Now, he was terminal. They diagnosed him as terminal when he was 2 years old. Said, oh, that's it. It's over with. He'll make it to two, and that'll be it. He's now 6 years old. And what's really cool is she went to different nations for stem cell treatments. I mean, she's an expert on stem cells. She knows, you know, all the fraud that's out there and the stem cells that can make tumors and all that sort of thing. But she discovered how to detoxify the boy.
Okay.
It's 4 years later. And she found something called Stem Cell Works Intraoral Spray, and it activates the stem cells in the bone marrow. The boy's muscles, and you know spinal muscle atrophy.
Wow.
You know, you're talking about, you know, Auschwitz, skeletal system.
Yeah, yeah.
Big head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now the bones, the muscles are growing back on the bones, and the boy is straightening up.
Oh, God, amazing.
Yeah,
so he wasn't terminal. Now, well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the stem cell, that is going to be probably the crux of most of our treatments. This last year, they have probably advanced so much in stem cells than with anything else. And it makes sense because if you stimulate the good part of your immune system, I mean, even with this myasthenia gravis question we had earlier, you know, you wonder if it could stimulate the good blood cells cells to overcome the bad blood cells. Amazing stuff. The only problem is the thimerosal mercury preservative. That, again, I don't know how prevalent it is in many of these injections. And that's the big problem I have with a lot of things we use. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm pro-Rogam. I'm pro-medications. I just don't like, you know, some of the preservatives you could get. And if somebody said, Dahlia, could that really happen? I'd have to say I can't say it couldn't, because again, we don't know who's going to react to what in these preservatives. It's rare. I got to tell you, I never heard of anything like that until you called, Billy. So I'm glad. I'm glad you told me that. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a 1 in a million shot where somebody's going to react to something. It's just we've seen so many before Rogam came out of mothers. I mean, you know, fetuses dying because of this. It's going to be very hard to convince people not to use it. I mean, still, I even recommend it when, you know, I'm a part of people's prenatal care. But, you know, definitely something to think about. Definite food for thought. Billy, you're a sweetheart for calling.
There is a...
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, and one more thing. There is a scientific study where mercury in a petri dish kills cells in a matter of... nerve cells.
Mercury can be toxic. You're right. In fact, one of the stories we're going to be talking about throughout the evening is, I guess there's been toxic levels of mercury in skin creams and soaps. Absolutely. No. You're right. Mercury can be toxic. It's just how it got into this preservative as a preservative for vaccines. I don't know where that all started, you know?
Hey, Doc, would you be interested in talking to Erica? This girl is really 2+2, just like you are.
Yeah.
She's not a doctor, but
let's do this.
Of a loving mother.
Yeah, let's do this. Give Donovan your information so he can, when we get off, because we're going to be coming up on break soon, and then just we'll email each other, okay? So we get in touch. Sounds good?
You got it.
All right, Billy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, ma'am.
Will take care of you. All right, great call. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A couple years back, when three people died from a flu shot in Israel, I'm trying to think back. I mean, if I remember correctly, it was, I know the name of the company, but again, I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to, you know, hurt the company and tick everybody off. But it appeared to be one lot, one batch. And you know how many of these vials, there's 10 shots to one. And, you know, when you heard this happen, it was just, I mean, horrifying, but it didn't really make the news. They kind of kept it quiet because, again, they don't want to scare people. And I am pro-vaccine. Honestly, still, I give my kids their vaccines. We get the flu shots. I would be very naive to say it's 100% safe. You can't say that. There is going to be a once in a blue moon problem that it's really sad. It's devastating that happens. But unfortunately, so many people die from the flu, and you rarely see reactions to, like, the flu shot, that there's, you know, the medical community can't say not to do it. Do I think they need to investigate and still keep an eye on safety? Absolutely. They should never turn their back on it. Absolutely. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be back with more of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends tomorrow. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends tomorrow. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like the FDA is possibly thinking about, waiving prescription requirements for commonly used drugs that treat diabetes, asthma, and migraines. The FDA regulators told reporters that easing access to obtain certain medications could hopefully address some undertreated epidemics like diabetes. Now, we know diabetes is a leading cause of heart disease and stroke, etc. So if people are going to be, if people have lack of access to health care, then maybe let's get the doctors out of the equation and just put the medicines over the counter. I don't know if I like that. I mean, I want everybody having access to medicines. I really do. But these things could be very powerful. They could drop your blood sugar low. You could go into hypoglycemic shock. These medicines could irritate your liver. They could irritate your kidneys. These statin medications, again, somebody's got to watch the liver. So they say in some cases, patients would still need to see a doctor, but in others, no. They could just get the medication over the counter. I mean, you know, what's going to happen with the quality of health care is it is going to go down. Now, you know, I understand, you know, if I wasn't a doctor, oh, I would love to get medications over. I would love it. Go get my birth control over the counter. Go get my hemorrhoid suppositories. It'd be great, right? You know, just walk in, get it, you know, grab a candy bar and leave. You know, well, of course, you don't like it, Dr. Dahlia. You won't be able to pay your bills. True. Yeah, true. But my only problem is these medications, they're not like candy. You know, the reason why they require a prescription is because they are very delicate chemicals. Some of them can't be mixed with alcohol. Some of them can't be mixed with other medications. They, you know, there has to be somebody overseeing it. Pharmacists are smart. Pharmacists know about drugs, sometimes even more than the doctor. I got to admit that. You know, these pharmacists, they're pretty smart people. But again, how do you know you have diabetes? How do you know what your cholesterol level is? You're just going to take these medications willy-nilly? So as healthcare worsens and worsens, and the government is trying to find cheaper ways to provide healthcare, you're seeing the quality go down. Boy, the quality's going down. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Oh, tell me about atrial fibrillation. People tell me that it's one of the most common forms of heart trouble, so I'd like to hear all about it.
Yeah.
How do you turn this off?
That's okay.
Push the button.
That's okay. Okay. Yeah. Atrial fibrillation. We talk about atrial fibrillation. Let's just really quickly go back to the heart. You know, the heart, it's got four chambers, right? We all have a heart. I know some of you think people, you know, around you don't do, but we do. We have hearts. Maybe not that guy that cut you off right there. And your electricity is generated through the sinus atrial node, which is kind of up there in the right upper chamber, right? Then the electricity is supposed to go down. Right? Through the AV node down to the lower ventricles. And the electricity is supposed to go pretty rhythmic, right? And your heartbeat is supposed to beat in a very predictable pattern. Well, in atrial fibrillation, what happens is you have a disruption with the electricity, such that the electricity shoots out erratically. When that happens, your heart doesn't beat in a very rhythmic, predictable pattern. So rather than going ba-boom, 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 it's like boop, 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 you know, like that, okay? Well, maybe not as, you know, not as rap sounding, but you all get it. You know what it is. So anyway, unfortunately, when your heart beats like that, are you getting a nice fill and a nice pump? No. You're not. That heart isn't filling and it isn't pumping because it's all boggy doing type of thing. So what happens is you start feeling palpitations. Your blood pressure goes down because you're not really beating. You're not really contracting, filling up your pump and pumping out enough blood. You get weak. You have trouble breathing. A lot of times you could have chest pain. You could, you know, go into heart failure. You could have fluid that seeps into the lungs and it could be very dangerous. And a lot of times you can die. The signal has to pass through the AV node to the ventricles in a very rhythmic, predictable pattern, and in atrial fibrillation it doesn't. And unfortunately, the electricity sometimes goes into this vicious cycle where your heart could be beating about 170 beats a minute. Remember we were talking about maximum heart rate? We were talking about the different heart rates, and I was like, please be careful if you knew your maximum heart rate, especially like 180. You know, I didn't like fetuses, you know, beating at 180. I don't like you beating at 180, and lots of people with atrial fibrillation, they do. How are you getting a good heart pump when that happens? So, of course, doctors are going to have to try to slow down the heart rate. They're going to give you medications. They're going to try to, of course, they're going to. One of the biggest concerns and complications is if your blood isn't being pumped out. And your heart's boggy like that, going back and forth and just kind of, you know, jiggling around. What do you think the blood is doing that can't get pumped out in and out? It coagulates. Exactly. So as the blood coagulates, you could be forming a clot. If you form a clot, what happens? It could cause a stroke and you could die. So they're going to give you blood thinners such that while we're waiting for your heart to get back to a normal rhythm, sometimes you have to do cardioversion with medications or electricity, etc. Sometimes you have to do ablation. But anyway, they will thin your blood because we want to make sure that you don't coagulate while this is happening. You know, many different things cause atrial fibrillation, but one of the easiest things is thyroid. Some of you, you know, you have high thyroid, or some of you, you are taking too much of your thyroid medication because you haven't gone to the doctor and rechecked your levels. And if you don't recheck your levels, you could be overdosing on your thyroid. I've seen so many people go into atrial fibrillation. I've seen people with caffeine drinks. These caffeine drinks go into atrial fibrillation as well. So be careful. Alcohol can do it too. High blood pressure. And sometimes with age, sometimes the heart muscle changes such that the electricity just doesn't conduct well. Great question, guys. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got more. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dalia. This is a kind of embarrassing question, but I have a 3-year-old daughter who, this is her second time where her vagina is kind of like the skin grows together and still mm-hmm. kind of shut. Mm-hmm. And I take her to the pediatrician, and he just gives me an estrogen cream that I'm supposed to use a Q-tip to kind of
right.
put pressure on it a couple of times a day to kind of open it back up to pull the skin apart. And I'm wondering why that happens and how... What other remedies we can use to alleviate this? Because obviously,
oh yeah,
she's at that age where she doesn't care for those kind of procedures anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
No, absolutely. Thank you. No, they're called labial adhesions. You know, it's kind of sometimes similar to little boys, where boys that are uncircumcised, the foreskin kind of gets stuck to the head of the penis. Unfortunately, with those, you know, sometimes they then have to have a surgical intervention and an actual circumcision. But for many girls, it's called labial adhesions. They usually will go away. Sometimes it takes up to a year, but a lot of times what we do in the meantime is we use some estrogen cream. A little bit of estrogen cream kind of helps thicken the skin around there. And the reason why is sometimes when the labia, the folds start to stick together and you try to peel it away, it can kind of hurt. Sometimes the skin could tear. So estrogen kind of beefs things up. We use estrogen a lot. Like, let's say you have a tear, you know, from a raunchy honeymoon. A lot of times we'll use estrogen because it kind of beefs up the tissue down there. A lot of women, when they have vaginal atrophy with menopause, we use it too. So I have to say the treatment is correct. Sometimes if the estrogen cream doesn't work, they'll use steroid betamethasone, it's a steroid cream. Very rarely, they sometimes need to, you know, use surgery. But as long as you could keep it separated, sometimes you need to use some lubricant in there or some antibiotic ointment, because as the skin dries, it'll try to stick together. It's a very frustrating thing for a little girl to go through. But, you know, a lot of times you need to be using these creams for close to a month. So you aren't going to see immediate results within a couple days, even though I'm sure she wants to get this all done and over with. So sometimes you just got to still work with them. But sounds like your doctor's doing something right. If the estrogen doesn't work, that's when they need to sometimes surgically get involved. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Great questions, guys. Stay tuned for another hour on the Dr. Dalia Show. And again, if you could tune in tomorrow at KDWN, we're going to have Animal Day with a veterinarian. Okay, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.